Right now, going to bring in our good friend, the sports professor, Rick Harrow, as it's time for our sports business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But Rick is an attorney. He is also the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see his show, The Sports Take, every Tuesday night on the Versus Network. And, of course, you can listen to him each week in this very time slot right here with us. Good morning, Rick.
How are you? Everything good?
Everything's good, although I'm pretty ticked off at DirecTV for dropping the Versus Network. That was not a good move by them.
Well, yeah, but listen, they'll get it back. I know that I've been talking to people, and it's not my job to resolve this. I've got just enough to do just to get it on TV. But, you know, Roger Goodell, we spent a good 45 minutes with him, and we'll have the interview online, and we'll be able to give you that information next week. But they're down to the last minute, Versus and DirecTV. And people say that when the rhetoric is this hot, they'll get it done. It's just they usually take a little longer than the deadline to get back on. I assume they'll get back on. Dish Network picked them up. They're having a lot more homes as a consequence. But, you know, DirecTV has it, and we'll figure out how to get it if DirecTV doesn't have it by the next time we're on.
Rick, your show is one thing, but what about my hockey? What are they going
to
do?
Well, listen, my show is more important to me right now, if only because we've got until October 1 to figure out how to deal with
it. I want my tour to France. That's what I want next summer.
Well, your tour to France, we've got another, 11 months to figure that one out.
Believe it or not, I did watch a lot of that footage, the Tour de France coverage on Versus. They did a very good job, and that's the first time that I actually watched a lot of the 21 stages. And from start to finish, too, the coverage was on for about three and a half hours each day.
Yeah, but don't forget elk hunting and armadillo.
Right.
I mean, all that stuff is really important.
I mean, it's amazing to me, Rick, you know, just talking in general, there's so many just bad channels on. You know, there's 500 channels now, and there's so many of them that are terrible. Versus actually does have some decent things to offer. I can't believe they're having an issue. But.
Well, the issue is all about money, and you and I both know what that means as far as, you know, charges per subscriber. And remember, Comcast had a big issue with the NFL over carrying that NFL network. So this is kind of a little window of that. You know, the FSU Brigham Young game, which now takes on pretty interesting importance in 2 weeks, is a Versus game. Texas against Wyoming is a Versus game. So people don't even know, but Versus has, you know, a lot of college football programming, obviously the NHL. Look for them as far as the IRL championship, NASCAR. They're making a major play in rights, but they've got to get this solved first.
Speaking of college football, this weekend was the opening of college football season, and wives all across the country have now lost their husbands for the next 4 months. But it's been a good weekend so far. It culminates tomorrow night in Tallahassee with a great matchup, the Hurricanes and the Seminoles. I like the Seminoles in that one by about a touchdown. The FSU won last year in Miami, and this year Christian Ponder is a year older and a year better, and it's on their home turf. But opening the college football season, the Gators won huge yesterday. Biggest upset was Oklahoma losing to BYU in Dallas at that new Cowboys Stadium. Rick, how big of a business is college football?
Well, it's a $4.5 billion business, depending on who you talk to, and it gets bigger every time. We did that this last week. Were you able to see the Jeremy Foley sports team?
I did. That was very good. I saw Foley as well as the other guy that was on the board of directors there at Florida.
Well, the other guy is a guy who practices down here, Danny Ponce. He's a lawyer.
Ponce, okay.
And he's the head of the finance committee of the board of trustees. He's also the outgoing president of the Orange Bowl committee. So we're going to have him on again talking about the business as well. But listen, you know, notwithstanding the fact that Florida picked on a pigeon and won, there was a lot of pigeon picking. I bet you when Oklahoma scheduled BYU, they expected some pigeon picking too, and it bit them a little bit. But with the new SEC deal, $3 billion in television, 15-year deal, ESPN and CBS, that's $16 million a school guaranteed. That compares to about $1.2 million for Mountain West conferences. So it's a big business everywhere, but it's especially big business with the SEC.
Rick, we had some good games yesterday. You mentioned BYU, Oklahoma, Georgia, Oklahoma State. But for the most part, this was the college football preseason. You know, we talked about Florida, and my alma mater, Clemson, played Middle Tennessee State. It seems to happen every year. Is there any fallback in terms of viewership or anything with these, you know, essentially preseason games, you know, with the big schools playing these ridiculously smaller schools, or do people don't care?
Well, people care You know, we got columnists. I saw our buddy Greg Stoda's column this morning. There is at least one column in every local paper the weekend of the Pigeon Bowls and say, break this up, this is stupid. Okay, 2 weeks later, the teams cash their checks. The people who went to those games got excited because the records, the players had a great head start on the rest of the season. The teams are 1-0, which is very important as they get into conference play, and nobody cares again. So, you know, we can all talk about how terrible that is with the haves and the have-nots. Frankly, when you think of it, with a 12-game schedule, it's a damn good way for teams to make some coin. It's a great way for players to pad their stats. If you have a third-string player, what are you going to tell them? Well, you know, you got to play every game the same way, but when we get to our patsies, you're going to have a greater likelihood of playing. And the only people that really get upset about that probably are the newspaper columnists, and we need to throw them out and put them in the shark with the shark, you know, with the lawyers in the shark tank, right?
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. You said it, not me, Rick.
Yeah, no, I understand. Like it. Yeah,
Rooney would think about that. Hey, so
this is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by the always controversial Rick Haro, sports business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And Rick, you know, college football is a great sponsorship if you're a company, and in fact last night for the annual matchup between to kick off the season between the ACC and the SEC, last night with the matchup was Alabama and Virginia Tech, and Bama won by 10. It was the Chick-fil-A Classic kickoff game, but then it was presented by somebody else. So, you know, they had a game where they had a title sponsor, and then they had a presenting sponsor as well. So you had two sponsors.
Paul
the same
Rodriguez,
game.
Yeah, at the Georgia Dome, at the, you know, Kodak Plaza,
right?
You know, near the Coke Holiday Inn. You know, it's whatever is available for corporations, and it's a good thing for the economy that we're talking about that stuff again because people are advertising and they're getting back in the business, and so. You know, we're going to talk about all of that stuff on Sports Take, and you didn't know we were going to do this, and I'll do it real quick, but here's a shameless plug on something that I'm going to tell you about today. Starting next Saturday evening at 7:30, after all the SEC games, and Russ, you'd appreciate this, we've got a new show on Channel 12. It's called Beyond the Game, and it'll be a half-hour television show every week, and you guys are both going to be on it, and, you know, you can say no, but I'm committing you guys on the air. We'll talk about it later, obviously.
You're going to be overexposed, Rick.
I guess I better get a haircut and shave then. He is the sports professor, Rick Haro, does a great job with us each and every Sunday morning during our sports, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. As always, Rick, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
And you and I will talk on the phone later. Bye.
Sounds good. There he is, Rick Haro, the sports professor who joins us each and every week on our sports, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Yeah, Rick's getting
What's he getting us involved in?
He's getting a little overexposed. All right, we're going to embark on hour number two up next, and that means our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment.